Matthew, it's Jason. Time. First week of football. We are into the first week. We're only 5-6 days as it stands right now.
I can't believe it.
It just seems like 8 months ago or nine, we were playing our last game, which we were.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was going to use that old, it seems like yesterday. Well, I can remember the last game literally like yesterday. I know someone else that can remember it like yesterday.
I can.
You can too?
Yeah.
I tell you right now, if you ask little Peter Koenig, he knows everything about that game still to this day. We can't let it go. Nope. But we have to, because it's 2016.
Yep.
And we are talking Bear football.
Right here on WestBranchFootball.com.
And we're talking West Branch, West Liberty football this week. Great transition. Good
too
segue.
Too many Wests.
So it's Liberty and Branch this week.
Yep.
That 90-year-old, let's just say they've been playing games since the 30s and the 40s. It's a great rivalry. We talked about it last week. Now we're going to talk a lot about it. But Matt, we also played a scrimmage on Friday night at Cornell. I was there. You were there. I hope you all were there as well. We weren't hot on the Bearcast because it really wasn't a game. But.
And.
Uh-oh.
The state didn't allow it either.
I know.
So even if we wanted to, we couldn't have done it.
They told us, no way. You can't do that.
Nope.
And I guess we said, okay, we'll listen just this once. But next week,
all bets are off.
But remember, this is not a gambling show. Matt's other podcast might be. Not this one.
No.
But anyway. How about Friday, which would have been, a little over a day ago.
As we record this.
Almost a day ago. Almost not quite 24 hours as we record this. And Drake Bloom, I know you're listening right now, so it's probably not even 24 hours since you will listen, depending on when Matt gets it up on the website. Lance Peterson, head coach at Mount Vernon, the oldest child of Jenny and Butch Peterson, in the correct order, right?
That is the right order.
Okay, yes. Very good. There's Lance, then Kerry.
What's his real name?
Oh, you know what? There it is. This week's trivia question.
Did we have one last week?
No, this is our new segment.
There we go.
I was going to spring it on you, but...
Speaking of segments...
We've got a new segment.
Well, we got more coming, too.
We've got more coming.
Yeah, yeah.
So, here it is. Trivia question for this week. The first one to text... No texting.
Nope.
To send the answer via a message, retweet, tweet, whatever.
A tweet or in the comments section if you're listening on the website.
Or no
if you're
emails.
Not listening on the website, just go to the website, westbranchfootball.com.
Yeah.
Find the post about this podcast. It's easy to find. Just search for podcast and you'll find it. And comment on it with your answer. First one I see.
With the correct answer
is winner. I don't know what you're going to win, but...
I have in my possession four brand new Nike hats. Sorry, I shouldn't say who the brand was. That were offered from the Bears earned through their fundraising. The football program sold fundraising cards. Cole Teisinger, by the way, I bought one from him. And you know how he won? The honor of me buying his card, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great tie-in here. He did the best on West Branch football trivia after a practice one day.
Hmm.
So we will give away for this week. I have a hat. It's a Nike hat. It's more of a running style hat, but it's a low profile, very soft hat, neat little material, whatever, for the person that can answer that question. Whether you give it to a family member, give it to a friend, give it to... Whatever. That's the prize for this week. Maybe we'll grow up. We'll go up in...
I've got one for next week.
Matt's got one for next week. And Matt will have the question for next week. Yep. Actually, he kind of came up with this one.
Well...
On the side.
Yep.
So the question is what, Matt, that we're answering? I'll let you do it.
The question is, what is Butch Peterson's legal first name?
Yes.
Butch is just a nickname.
Butch is his nickname. What is his legal first name?
Yep.
Be the first one to comment on the website or send it on a tweet, because Matt's going to put that question out on Twitter via the Bears football Twitter account. So it's going to be there. Back to Friday in Mount Vernon. It's good. There are a few things positive that come out of that. A, you're going against someone head-to-head that's not wearing a West Branch jersey. In practice, that gets old. Mm-hmm. You get tired of, you know, looking at Colton Dietz, I'm sure, is getting tired of looking at John Kroll across the line. Although those two are going to make each other very good football players. Not that they already aren't. But they get to see guys wearing a different jersey, see people they don't know. They won't have to worry about ever seeing them again because West Branch and Mount Vernon aren't on one another's schedule. They're in two different classes, 2A versus 1A. One number one ranked 2A mm-hmm. team versus number three ranked 1A team, if you look at the KCRG Gazette, whatever rankings, in the Cedar Rapids Gazette this last week. The Des Moines Register will come out with their annual rankings Sunday, August 21st. So tomorrow for us, I'm just throwing the date out, so if it's backlogged and you're listening, Sunday, August 21st, those rankings are out. So it was a fun scrimmage. It's nice to see guys that aren't wearing your jersey. Some of the positives, Matt, what do you think came out of that other than just seeing that?
It was, like you said, it was just good to go against another team, really. Just get different looks, both on the offensive side and the defensive side. And I think there's really no better way to do it other than, you know, against a real physical and quick football team in Mount Vernon. I mean, state runner-ups last year, as you said, number one ranked team heading in to week one this season for Class 2A. You know, everything about that was just really, really great. And they got to do it on a really nice all-weather turf field as well there at Cornell College. So, but yeah, I mean, it was good to get, you know, different looks, try out different schemes, different packages with different personnel in there, you know, at really any position that you can think of. I mean, they had guys substituting on the line quite a bit. Both Brandon and Bo were in at quarterback with first team, both getting reps there. So it was good just to really see what everybody could do up against, you know, a pretty good football team that's a little bit bigger and probably faster than we are. So I really enjoyed watching it, and plus it was just kind of getting back to football and getting back in the groove.
And the lights on Friday night were turned on again. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not many things better in life than Friday night lights. So I agree, Matt. Outside of the first series, basically, that Mount Vernon had the football, went right down and popped one in the end zone. After that, the Bears defense was pretty stout. It was good to see. When you've got as many holes as they've had to plug and fill, it was neat to see. You know, a guy like Tanner Lukowski, a freshman, stepped right in, thrown right into the fire against a defending runner-up, number one ranked team.
And he didn't
back away from anything. Jacob Graves stepping up from the fresh soft level up to varsity. Had to go against the Cochran kid, who was an amazing athlete, number 10. I can't think of his first name. It might be Jack. I'm not sure. But Cochran plays for Mount Vernon. He's a great all over, at not just in football. His father is the athletic director at Cornell College.
Jack Cochran.
Is it Jack? I got it right?
Yep.
Okay.
The other number 10, Ben Thompson, I was pretty impressed with him. He was playing quarterback for much of the night. And, you know, really, I think the cornerbacks did a fantastic job, I think, of, for the most part, staying with Mount Vernon receivers, staying on their hip, breaking up some passes, that kind of thing. I mean, there were some instances where, you know, they were maybe in a zone defense, and, you know, some Mustangs were able to kind of, you know, jet over the middle and get, you know, in front of or in between or behind linebackers. But I thought for the most part the cornerbacks did a wonderful job of, you know, sticking with their guys. So, you know, hats off to Coach Cole Kelly, what he's been doing so far.
Speaking of Cole Kelly, mm-hmm. one play, Luca Passeri mm-hmm. came in, threw a deep ball on him, and you had mentioned riding the hip in position, made a great play. And since it's a scrimmage, there are no real rules of the coaches have to stay in the box. They could have been behind on the field, behind the huddle, mm-hmm. and they were. Coach Kelly was literally sprinting down the sideline along with that pass. He's still a young fella.
He can do it.
He is so passionate about that position. He's running within 12, 15 feet of the play. Come on, Luca, make the play. You know, whatever he was saying. And I looked down there. I see him after he's done. No hands on the hip, no hands on the head. He's still firing. He could probably go another 4 or 5 deep balls, no problem. But it's neat to see that. And he's right. He's the first one right there in a scrimmage like this where he can be the first one to encourage and give Luca Passeri a high five for a great play. So those are the things we like to see. We liked in the scrimmage. The defense was pretty salty. The offense got to get some good reps.
Yeah.
Didn't really see much of certain things. You keep it in scrimmages, you keep it pretty vanilla. But the one thing the defense, why we like that and why we, the good news of they played well, they went against a quarterback in Drew Black. The kid, is that his name, right? Number 10? I think it's Drew. Was it, what's his last? Not Black, maybe.
Blake Booth? No.
No.
Drew Adams?
Adams.
Number 9.
Drew something.
Yeah, Drew Adams, number 9.
Yeah. They went in him. There's nobody they're going to see the rest of the year that throws the football that well. That kid last year threw for over 3,600 yards. I know they played 14 games. Well, do the math. That's over 200 yards, 220, 230 mm-hmm. somewhere. Maybe about 240 yards passing a game.
He's a junior this year.
Yeah, and he's a third-year starter. So he's a special, special player. But good news, Bears got to get out, see someone else, get the adrenaline flowing, feel what it was like to be out under the lights to get them prepared for this week. The West Liberty Comets. Coach Jason Iske, former golf coach. Matt, you know him from being a golf coach. Maybe.
Player.
And he played golf.
No.
No, I mean, you knew him.
Oh, yeah, when he was coach.
Yeah, you're right. I worded that. When you were playing golf, he was their golf coach.
Yes.
And you know him via that connection.
I do.
How about that? There we go. We'll get the context correct here. My fault. Sorry out there, Bear fans. So, but he's a really good guy. Had to give the golf coaching up. And I know he's sad about it, but that's not important. They are a proud program. They look at this as being the biggest rivalry on their schedule. Mm-hmm. They look at this as being a target game for them and a big game. Coach Peterson always likes to use a term called a springboard game. This is a spring, one of those games. It's the first game of the season for one. It springboards into weeks two as being either 1-0 or 0-1, but it's West Branch and West Liberty. I think it's a much bigger game this year. As on paper, I don't know. The speed of West Liberty, we usually say speed of West Burlington, but this year, West Liberty, look at the speed. Look at the state track meet last year, Matt. We talked about this before we came, on the air, before we started recording. Number one, Tanner Iske, the nephew of the head coach. He's a junior. That kid can fly. He runs a sub-11 second 100. Qualified for state in that event. Runs a 10-9 100. Noah Feldman, I think he's going to be a number 11 in your program, was part of their 4x1, successful 4x1 team that was a conference champion that qualified for state. Number 4 is going to be the quarterback, Joe Baker. By the way, here's a connection. We talk about one of our sponsors, just pointing this one out, at Liberty Communications. His mother, Sandy Bicey Baker, is the one that we talk with to get that set up. And she sets up that sponsorship and gets us set up with the internet and everything. Thank you for doing that, Liberty Communications at the Little Rose Bowl. And that's her son. And he's their quarterback this year. And number 15, I think, is it Joe Kelly? I think is number 15.
Sounds right.
Yep. He played last year as a sophomore for them. Now, their numbers, when you look at Quick Stats, which is the go-to site pretty much for anything high school sports in Iowa, Matt, shows their numbers for the varsity program is pretty low for a West Liberty program. I don't know how many kids they have top to bottom, but they've got quality kids. They're going to be coached the right way. Another guy you're going to need to watch on the line, I believe, is number maybe 52. I think it's going to be Spencer Dahlfeld. It's going to be one of their starting linemen.
It's a sophomore.
That kid is a hammer.
And he's a sophomore.
Hammer. Big boy. The X factor for them that not many team has they get 5 linemen. You always talk about this extra blocker being a tight end. And, of course, on the edge, you got your receivers, Matt. But the guy that's a big-time strength for them, the nominee guy other teams are going to be able to pull up, is 45, Bryce S. Boyle. Very successful wrestler. This kid in junior high, I told the story I'd hear from the coaches, that this kid in junior high just bulldozed people as a running back. And one of the coaches said his legs look like tree trunks. In junior high, that's a man right there.
Mm-hmm.
But we, you know, not many teams have a guy that's going to be 6'6", 225 with speed as an extra blocker, man.
You mentioned that this is going to be one of the, you know, big games for West Liberty. Yeah. They have a pretty tough district.
Oh, boy.
Too. I mean, they play Anamosa, Meepo, Williamsburg, Mount Vernon.
Yeah.
Mid Prairie, Comanche. I mean, they're in a pretty decent district.
I mean, that's a district that would have benefited from last year's playoff schedule that we chronicled in our first podcast. Yeah. If you haven't listened, that's podcast number 31. Mm-hmm. Feel free to go back and listen to that one. Matt's got it up on the website. It's right there, top of the page, westbranchfootball.com, says podcast. Click on it. Every podcast that we've done, even episode 13B or whatever it was, they're all right there. You can go back and listen to them all. But 31 is our first one. This will be episode 32. It is actually episode 32. In that first episode, we talked about the playoff system changing. That district, man, is loaded. Mid Prairie is, they've got a kid, Levi Dua, that's going to Iowa next year.
Yep.
That's a loaded team. Williamsburg, Coach Kurt Ritchie, strong program. Meepo always has speed. They always put a good product on the field. And, well, Mount Vernon is also there. So if you're looking for one of those two spots in that district,
good luck. Woo.
You're going to earn it. Yep. No doubt about it. I mean, literally, and everyone that earns it, that gets in the playoffs earns it, but this might be that
district.
That yeah. When everybody jokingly says, well, they've earned it. Well, of course they have. Yep. But no, they really have earned it in that district. So, yeah, this is a tough. They need a game. You know, everybody needs the first game, but this is a team kind of a team, a product on the field at West Branch, and what the things that Coach Ty Lee does with his offense that I think that team needs to see right away. And to go against a back, they're not going to see many backs, and probably there is no back in their district better than Luke Lenock.
Nope.
Might not have a better left side, right side, top left to right line than West Branch is going to have this year. I know we're Bear. This is the Talking Bear Football podcast, and we're a little bit, well, I guess biased.
We like to keep it real.
But on the other hand, you look at it.
Yeah.
West Branch has three returning all-district players, including the offensive lineman of the year, who, by the way, is a junior, and Jacob Barnhart.
Colton, you know, Dietz and Luke Lenock.
There's nobody size-wise left to right. There are very few lines in the state that put up the size of West Branch from left to right. Nope. The runt is 210. I know that doesn't seem like much, but at the 1A level, he's the runt by like 25, 30 pounds, too.
That's big for 1A.
We're talking pounds, baby, pounds. But this is a fun game. Hatfield McCoy's. I don't know if Mr. or Ms. McCoy took over that position yet as the activities director. But we got to try to get a hold of one of whoever the new activities director is.
Make a recommendation.
Coach Peterson. We've talked about that speed, Matt. And Coach Peterson really developed a talking point, a narrative for the Comets of it's a bigger school. They should be the better. They're 2A school. They have more kids to pull from. Let's just be honest.
Yep.
And they're top to bottom. They're a faster football team when you just look at the track stats, track speed. Okay. So that narrative is there. And you want to know what else he had to say? Guess what? Pay attention, because here it is.
Rarely do we get an interview like this, Coach Peters, where we get to sit in the middle of a construction site. First of all, what's going on out here?
Well, we're taking our team poster picture. And we're on top of rocks and mud and everything else up here. Lynch is excavating, and it's quite a sight, to be honest with you. Everybody got mud up to their yin-yangs on their legs and in their feet. So it's a great, great experience.
I got to go home, and I got to wash it off. Kind of like we washed off last season. We're beginning a new season. We're just a few, a little day or 2 days past opening scrimmage. This is the second year you've sort of, I guess we'll start a tradition of doing a scrimmage instead of a meet the teams kind of a practice in front of the Little Rose Bowl crowd. We've now gone up to Mount Vernon and played against your son Lance's team, the Mustangs, in a sort of a low contact scrimmage, but get used to hitting other people other than yourselves, other than West Branch guys.
Yeah, I thought the scrimmage was a good scrimmage for us. We found out some strengths, we found out some weaknesses. We had a little bit of a problem because we had two offensive linemen did not start in a 1A school. Sometimes your depth is not what it, you know, we'd like it to be. But we got to work on some depth last night because we got to play some stick and string people. And I thought the defense played well early. I thought as we progressed in the scrimmage, I thought the offense got better. But we had some turnovers that we've got to stop the turnovers, and we had some silly penalties. And those are things that we'll clean up this week before we get down to West Liberty, and we'll see what happens.
As you go into the first game of the season, it's always going to be question marks no matter where you are, no matter what season, no matter where you coach, no matter who it is. Your teams are always going to have some question marks. So what are the things we know this is where we need to try and shore up to build possibly some depth, but just possibly say, we're green, we just know that, and we need to, this is where we're going to continue to improve game by game.
Well, I think we have 16 starters. We had to replace 16 starters. You replace 16 starters in most schools, you're going to have a very poor year. And I don't think that way at West Branch. I think we reload. I think we get ready to go. We have one freshman and seven sophomores playing on the varsity some this year. And so they're going to make some mistakes. But how well they step up and fill roles will determine how well our record will be.
Which positions are going to be the strengths that people that maybe aren't, that might listen to this, that just want to know about West Branch football, or the people that are from West Branch, what are the positions of strength going into this season?
Well, I think the offensive line is going to be a strength. We get everybody back, we get everybody healthy. We're pretty big up there, and they have pretty good feet. And I think, of course, having Luke Lenock in the backfield is going to be a tremendous asset to us. The quarterback position is completely up for grabs. We kind of would have liked to have that established, but each day in practice and last night in the scrimmage, we had somebody different play better. So we're going to go into this final week not knowing for sure who's going to start against West Liberty. You may see both quarterbacks play. They both have good skill sets, and we'll just see how that plays out. The receiving core has improved a lot. I think our linebackers are doing a good job. Garrett Tucker stepped in at the linebacker position on the outside and does a great job. And Cale Dunneman played all last year a linebacker position, so he's done well. And so we, you know, Blackie's going to play some linebacker for us. Tanner Lukowski's going to play some linebacker as a freshman. So we have some question marks, but we have some things I think they're going to be pretty salty by the end of the year. Kicking wise, Bo is a very good kicker, not only on PAT and field goals, but also kickoff. And also our punting game should be pretty solid.
Now, going into the first game against West Liberty. West Liberty is one of those teams that Matt and I call it all every time we bring up West Liberty. I always call it, it's just a Hatfield-McCoy kind of game. You throw the record books out, guys have been playing since before we were born. This is a rivalry that goes a long way, and it's something that the fans look forward to from both towns. This is one of those games they market, and it just happens to be the first one on the schedule.
Well, I think so. There's a few years back, we took West Liberty off the schedule. There was some, I thought it wasn't a good educational environment at the time. There was some ruckuses going on between some of the parents, quite frankly, more than the kids. And so I just said we're not playing for a while, and then we let it back on the schedule. And I'm glad that we did. There's some awesome people in West Liberty. Some of my best friends are down there, and I'm glad that they're back on the schedule. They're a 2A school. They're much, much bigger than we are. And the next game is going to be a 3A school, so the state has us playing up by one class in the first game and by two classes in the second game. So we're going to find out how good we are pretty early.
What do you expect from West Liberty, Coach? I mean, we don't really have anything to go on for this year, but there are one thing that people can see just from kids that we know are going to be on their football squad. Saw a little bit of it last year, but if you look at the state track meet, they've got a lot of speed at West Liberty for this year.
There's no question they're extremely fast. I'm sure they want to be a zone read team and get outside a lot. So we're working on that to contain and to take care of the zone read. And the passing attack, I don't really know much about it because Baker Kidd's a quarterback, I've heard. And so we'll see how they do. It's a big task. Going down to West Liberty is going to be tough. We're playing a 2A school. I mean, in that type of environment, we've got everything to gain and nothing to lose. West Liberty should beat us. They're a bigger school.
Now, you talked about speed and zone read and things. If a team doesn't have as much speed as another team, we're just going to do a little football 101 real quick. How do you try to neutralize that without, if you can't match runner for runner, speed to speed, How do teams, what are things that you try to do without getting into the nuts and bolts of what you're really going to do to try to neutralize things like that?
No, you have to pray a lot. You know, I'm not going to say a whole lot what we're going to try to do.
Right. I'm not trying to get you into that corner either. So just it's just one of those things where you hope kids are in the right position, they follow the techniques that they've been taught in practice.
Yeah, and they have to be physical, they have to run to the football, and they have to gang tackle. I think if they do those kinds of things, they can be successful.
Now, offensively for West Branch, Coach Jared Tiley, the offensive coordinator, I know you trust him explicitly. What are things that you hope that, besides, obviously, you already mentioned Luke Lenock, I know they'll rely, West Branch has always been a run-first football team, but you have to try to neutralize, you know, have to try to keep teams honest. So what are some things that you think the team's going to try to do to be successful Friday?
I think that's probably the misconception that West Branch has, you know, been a run team.
Yeah.
It has been, but on the other hand, we've thrown for over 1,000 yards, you know, quite a few years in a row now. So I like it when people stack the box. Because we have the ability in our quarterbacks and our receivers to throw the football. And we look for West Liberty to come up and try to stack the box. And if they do, they're going to get hurt because we can throw it.
When we look back next week, a week from now, at this game, other than saying, I'm going to ask you what are we hoping to see, but what improvements are you hoping to see between a week from now and today?
Well, you just want consistency in your technique and development, and you want to make sure that you don't make penalties or other things that hurt yourself. You don't want to beat yourselves, and that's with a young football team, sometimes that happens, and we have to eliminate that process this week in practice of not beating ourselves with foolish mistakes.
Who are going to be the leaders on the field for the team this year? When I asked some of the captains last week at Media Day what goes on, I mean, obviously maybe I gave those away, but it's easy to talk and keep kids up on a field when things are going really well. But when things aren't going well, how do you keep, who are going to be the kids you look to on the field, sort of player coaches, you know, coaches on the field and then on the sidelines?
Well, I think every program that I've ever had here, we build the around the seniors. So the seniors are the ones who are going to have to step up. And our seniors are kind of a quiet group this year. They don't show a lot of emotion at times. I wish they would. We got a couple that showed emotion this morning in practice, which what we wanted to have, and we'll have three or four more by Friday. So it's still, every year you want to build your program around your seniors. It's their last chance, and they're going to leave their legacy. They're either going to be a winning football team or they're going to be a losing football team, and I don't think this group of seniors wants to go out in a negative way.
Going into the first game Friday, the fans are going to be there. What do you want to say to encourage them as they're at the game?
Well, you know, be positive. You know, understand that we are in the middle of a rebuilding process. We're going to get better each and every week, and that's our mantra. We're 1% improvement every practice, and if we do that, we'll take the let the scoreboard take care of itself. But you know, it's so easy to sit in the bleachers and call the calls and make the plays. It's more difficult when you're down on the field doing that. So, I mean, be positive, support the kids, appreciate effort, appreciate discipline, appreciate dedication. If they do those things, that's the fans' role.
Well, Coach, best wishes on Friday. We'll look forward to talking to you, hopefully, of a Bear victory next week.
Well, we're sure going to go down there and give it a good shot.
One thing I want to talk about real quick that Coach Peterson brought up, Matt. Well, sorry, I brought it up. Coach was quick to correct me. And I think you got to understand, when I bring that up, I understand. I just bring it up as a point just for conversation. I said the Bears are a run-first football team. Historically, West Branch has been a team that has ran the football better than they've thrown the football. But do I believe that in my heart of hearts? Heavens, no, I don't. Statistics will show you that if you look back at 1A football over the last 5 years, you got 64, 56 teams or 64 teams. Throw them in. We'll just say an average of 60 teams. I bet you there's not more than one or two of them that have played 1A over the last 5 years. You know, predominantly 1A teams that have a 1,000-yard passer and a 1,000-yard rusher. Every single year of those five. But you can't find one other than West Branch. Many, you wouldn't find more than one or two for five consecutive years. It's just rare.
I could probably tell you another team.
You could probably tell for all 5 years.
If I could venture a guess,
I bet you there's one that we could probably guess, and it's about two miles away from your house, right?
Yes.
Where we're at here at the studio.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not that, even two.
But take those two aside.
Yep.
It's going to be low. And I can guarantee you You can't find a 1,500-yard passer and a 1,500-yard rusher in the regular season over the last 5 years other than one football team and one only.
West Branch Bears.
Last year. In the regular season, they had a 1,500-yard passer. Cooper the Koenig and Luke the Lennox.
So.
But what do you got?
There's another team playing Friday, too. And they're going to play most Fridays, which is really neat. Curtain Raisers are back.
The Curtain Raisers are back.
We talked about last week, I think.
We did, and we have.
But Friday, 5 o'clock, JV Bears take on the JV Comets.
Wow. That brings back memories. My West Liberty, my freshman year, playing those Curtain Raisers. Mm-hmm. Remember, a ball's thrown in the end zone? Sorry, before that, a ball was thrown out to the flats. I picked it off at all green, but I wasn't the fleetest of foot at that time. I was about 4'10", 28 pounds, or 90 pounds, with pads. And I got caught up after returning about 30 yards, and then later on, they tried to pick on me again with a tall receiver, Matt, in that same corner. Oh, no, no, no. Big fella. The big fella jumped up. I remember brother Rick Sexton said, when we get to the bus, Jay, you jumped this high. He had his feet apart like 2-3 inches. Like, I know. I thought it was 4 inches, but maybe it was just 3. But that's the best part about it. I say that because it gets you excited. And you know, playing on Friday night, there's nothing better than playing on a Friday night if you're a high school football player. And those weeks of trying to get ready to play on Monday, mm-hmm. and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, before we get further into that, I think, what do we have, Matt, for that? Do we have an interview? With Coach John Hirschman.
Hey, look at that. We do. It just popped up right here.
It just popped up on your screen.
Yep. Look at that.
We'll let him tell you about the Fresh-Off expectations for Friday night. We'll let him do it right now.
And he being John Hirschman, the JV head coach.
That's him.
Yep, that's him. Here it is.
Listen up.
Coach John Hirschman joins us here on the podcast. Coach, you take over this year as a head coach for the first year. They've been around the program, been around most of the kids since they were junior high. What is it like, the transition, seeing it from junior high and now being, you know, the head guy at the Fresh-Off level and just watching kids grow?
It's pretty neat. That's probably the biggest reason I coach, is to be around these kids. And, you know, you get invited to graduation parties, you know, for kids you coach in junior high or Fresh-Off, and you talk about old stories and get to know these kids and be a small part of their life. That's pretty cool. That's pretty special.
What exactly is sort of your function at the coach at the Fresh-Off level?
Well, I was the Fresh-Off head coach, and then I'm also the offensive coordinator. So, focus on offense. Matt Hills is the defensive coordinator. Let him coach. So he's going to run the defense. I'll kind of oversee things, maybe give him some suggestions of different players I think might fit well at different positions, but it's his job to run the defense. So I'm going to focus on the offense. And we've got good assistants hired. We've got Kevin Braddock, who's going to work with our special teams, running backs, receivers. Excellent coach. He was a great player here at West Branch, played at Iowa. Also got Austin Finnegan, who played here, was an excellent lineman. He's been working a lot with Kyle and Telly, and he's really doing a great job with our line. And then Wes Holmeister is going to help us with our defensive backs, and he played at Grandview as a defensive back. So all these guys are good coaches. So I think my main role is just to let them coach, let them do their thing. And if I have a suggestion, I'll give it to them, and I think they'll listen. But I think we've got a good staff, and I think they'll do their jobs.
And I think it's kind of neat, the theme that you came through just listening to talk about the other coaches, the theme of guys that played at West Branch have now graduated, but they want to give back what they learned in the program. Just coaches coming back. Five of your staff, or four, have played at West Branch, including yourself.
Right. Yeah, it is pretty neat. And I was thinking one day we've got 4 state championships with our coaches here. You know, I was on one, Braddock was on 2 of them, and then Matt Hills was on 1 of them. So it's a lot of history there. Not that we know more because we're on a state championship team, but there's a lot of history, a lot of tradition, and West Branch football is a family, and we feel like we're still part of that.
And going into the first week against West Liberty, again, I think some of the experience that you'll have from just knowing these kids, coaching them for 3 or, you know, some of them for 2 years, some of them maybe 3 years,
will help out as you move to West Liberty. What are you expecting, some of the things you see in a first game?
Well, in all the years I've been with Fresh Soft, it always seems like by the end of the year, you're playing your best football, which is what you want. But at the end of the year, you're always looking back at those first couple games, wishing you could have those over again because you feel like you could have beat those teams. I would like to get over that hurdle this year. You know, and West Liberty is always tough for us because they're big. Seems like in junior high, I mean, they really take it to us at the junior high level. By Fresh Soft, we're closer, but we haven't quite gotten over that hurdle the last few years. So, not that Fresh Soft is about winning and losing, but I think that would be a little bit of a measuring stick for us this year if we're more competitive and hopefully in a good position at the end of that game.
Some of the names of the kids you're looking that A are going to people will be seeing when they watch Fresh Soft football on the field, some of the things you hope to find from some of these kids that you'll name. Just give some names of kids that are going to participate on Friday.
Yeah. Well, our most important five guys offensively anyway are the five linemen. We've got two guys returning from last year as starters. My son, Jaden Hirschman, was a center last year. Right now, he's our first-string center. Ryan Jones is back. He's going to play a strong tackle for us. We got a sophomore back in Derek Fetzer, who didn't play as a freshman, but he's a very good player in junior high. He's doing good things for us. He's going to be our strong guard, or at least right now, he's our first-string strong guard. And then on our weak side, we've got Dalen Peterson at weak tackle. He's a freshman. And we've got a little rotation going between Matt Paulson and Cameron Hauser and Atlas Colpin at our weak guard. And that position hasn't fully shaken out yet. But real happy with the depth. We've got more depth at line than we've had in the 4 year, 5 years that I've been with the Fresh Soft program.
Now, you know, two-fifths of that line you're related to. Your son,
right,
and your cousin.
Yeah.
My cousin. Doesn't happen very often.
No. Again, football's a family. And I, you know, that's the lineman. We've got some good backs back. We've got freshman quarterback and Trey Eagle. We've got some really good receivers. We've got Brady Lukowski, Brett Sheely. Those guys are sophomores. They're going to be great receivers for us. Peter Espeson's a freshman. Really good size and speed. He'll play tight end. Backfield, we've got a few guys working back there. We've got good depth. We've got Levi Kleinmeier. We got Elliot Martin, both sophomores, doing a good job back there. We've got Wyatt Goodale working in back there. Then we've got depth beyond them, too, with guys. We've got freshmen like Jack Robertson that could step in at any moment. Mitchell Knoops, a sophomore, he can step in, play fullback for us. We've got really good depth. I'm happy with that.
The numbers this year seem to be oddly positive, I guess, at the Fresh Soft level. You don't normally see 32 kids playing at the Fresh Soft level. It's usually the numbers for West Branch football are pretty high this year.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, we've got 30 kids. I think last year we had 24. And even at that, I think we started with 20. We had kids come out late. We've got 30 kids, and we've lost, I believe, five that are playing up on varsity. So we've got really good numbers in those two grades, which we need now playing on Friday nights because that's going to be a little different than playing on Mondays because the kids can't play more than five quarters in a night, so that limits us a little bit. When we used to play Mondays, we were fine. They could play all four quarters as special teams on Friday, and then they could come play both ways, offense, defense, special teams for us on a Monday. They can't do that anymore. They can only play in five quarters in a night, so got to be a little creative if we loan some kids out to the varsity for special teams.
What do you like about the Friday night games? I mean, that's something that when you were in high school you were used to. You played an odd, you know, just a single maybe Monday night game here and there. But now I think for the kids it's just a positive thing of the opportunity to play in front of maybe a bigger crowd too.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's, you know, it's going to be a little tricky with sharing kids between varsity and Fresh Soft. That's the only downside to it. Yeah. But everything else is positive. I love playing on Fridays. The crowds are going to be better. I think our kids will be a little more fired up when you have a good crowd. It's easier for all the workers there. It's just a lot better atmosphere on Fridays. The way better practice schedule. You know, that Monday practice schedule was horrible. We couldn't practice on Sundays, school policy. It's a much better practice schedule. We're right on schedule with the varsity doing the same things.
And then finally, just what can people that haven't watched, obviously haven't seen a team play this year, but what can they expect?
It's still West Branch football. It's good hard-nosed football. Starts in the trenches. You know, if you look back, you know, 20 years ago or more when I played, more, unfortunately, you know, we were under center, the old wing tee. Now we're shotgun most of the time, but a lot of those same wing T principles are still in the program. We've got some of the same plays we used to run. We just run out a little different look, and we spread the field a little more with our receivers.
Well, John, thanks. Best wishes to you this season.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
See, I almost let the cat out of the bag before we had that interview, Matt, before you just listened to it. I almost let the cat out of the bag on a few things that Coach Hirschman told us. Always good to hear from Coach Hirschman, and we're going to hear more from Coach Hirschman and his staff throughout the year. We are adding that in this year, Matt. We're going to have a varsity coach interview and a JV coach interview because they all play on the same night outside of 2 weeks, the Bellevue in week five. They just don't have enough players.
Yep.
So there's no Friday night game. Plus, that would be two buses, and they would have the JV team would have to leave at about 7 in the morning, I think, roughly. To get there in time, roughly. Yeah. And then the homecoming game the following week. So back-to-back weeks, there will be no JV games on a Friday. But for the other 7 weeks, all systems go for two nights, two games a night. You're getting 2-for-1.
Mm-hmm.
$5 entry fee, you think, oh, that's a lot. But you're getting 2-for-1 if you show up.
That's free football.
That's free football. It's like an overtime or an extra inning. You're getting free. West Liberty, West Branch, at West Liberty, Friday night beginning at 5 p.m. We will go live with the Bearcast with Stephen Grace, Mike Quinlan, and sideline Jerry Flagle, beginning roughly at 7 p.m.
With a 7:30 kickoff.
With a 7:30 kickoff, we will get back into the Hodge Construction Prep player profile interview.
Mm-hmm.
We will have
Liberty Assistant Minute.
The Liberty Assistant Minute, Liberty Communications Assistant Minute.
And so much more. You're going to love it.
You want to be there.
At halftime, there'll be an interview with Chad Schutte, head stats.
Oh, my.
You don't want to miss that.
You don't want to miss that. Glad we weren't talking to him. If we start getting Cubs with him, we're going to run out of time.
I know.
He's a Cubs man and a Bears fan, too.
So before we end this West Liberty discussion, Jason.
Okay.
I've got two questions for you.
Let's hear them.
Who is your pick to click? And what's your score prediction?
Who you got? Now, are we sticking with the traditional order here of you take the pick to click first?
Well, we got to flip it this year.
All right, coin toss.
So you got – no, I meant like flip it around.
Oh, I get the
so
first
you get you pick get the to pick click. To click first.
Who you got, and that's me.
Yep.
We're going to call it the who you got section. Wow, first game of the season. Do I want to spill the beans already? No,
you
can't. I do not.
You got to save it.
You got to save it. My pick to click this week is Cale Donovan.
That's a good pick.
Senior captain Cale Donovan, who, by the way...
That's redundant, but yes.
Yeah, senior and captain?
Yeah.
How's that?
I thought only seniors were captains.
They are.
Yep.
In football. You're right. So I guess we'll go with redundancy. Again, folks, I apologize for that out there in Bearland. Bear Nation, hashtag Bear, West Branch Bear Nation. I chose Cale Donovan based on... He is going to be the heart and soul and the anchor of that defense, the Bear defense this year. And he may get some touches. He could be that fantasy running back that guys get. They get 17 carries, but they're all red. They're all inside the 3-yard line kind of guy. I think he's going to score a touchdown or two and pick up 12, 13 tackles and a fumble recovery. Cale Donovan, I got you this week.
All right.
Matt, who you got?
This is a little tough because I don't quite know all the kids yet or how the final, depth chart's going to shake out.
Well, then it makes it an easy choice. Go ahead, do it.
I'm not.
Go ahead.
I feel
I'm
bad.
Giving you.
Nope. I feel bad. So I'm going to take Cooper Cabla.
Cooper Cabla.
Another captain.
Another captain. So
he's a senior.
He's a senior then.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So
we got Cooper Cabla for Matt. We've got Cale Donovan for me. Well, the other question along with that is, who you got, West Branch Bear fans? And Matt, tell them what to do.
Let us know on tweet at us on Twitter at WB Bears Football. Right on our Facebook page. Let us know who your pick to click is. If you're listening here on the website, or just go to the website, find this page, and leave your comment along with your guess as to what Butch's real first name is. We'd sure love to hear from you. One question. I got one more question.
One more question.
Yep.
No, I tell you what,
Before
man, I got one for you.
Okay.
Why don't you tell me what your prediction of the game score on Friday will be? It's a different season. It's a different team, obviously. And I think it's going to be a different flavor on what's going down on the field for the Bears.
Yeah. 28-14.
That's a good score because
good
that's
answer.
A
good answer. Good answer.
That's
good
Family
answer.
Feud. Survey says, ding, number one, because I was going to say 28-13. So it's basically the same thing.
Well, are you going to one-up me and say 15?
No, I won't go that route.
Thank you.
But I actually will get a little higher. I'm going to say 35-20.
It's a good guess. I like that.
35-20.
Ding. But number two.
West Branch winning with me.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Okay. Yeah. So that's the key for us.
Yeah.
West Branch winning on those. I'm 35-20 West Branch. Matthew is 28-14 West Branch.
Mm-hmm.
You know how to send in your who you got, your picks to click. You do the same thing
same
with
thing.
Your scores.
Mr. Send it
Westcott,
all in at once.
We are counting on you. Counting, it's imperative.
And Greg Norfleet.
Drake Bloom, you're out there. You're listening. Mr. Rummer Hart, I know you are as well. Pick it up.
All right.
We're going to give prizes for that trivia question this year. I can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
Matt's got all kinds of prizes for next week.
I do.
And he's
I got
some
one.
Other. What's that list over there you got?
Well, are we done with Liberty?
I don't know. Are we? Yeah, I think
yeah,
we are.
I think we are. So I.
No, we'll be done. We'll be done with West Liberty a week from now.
Well, yes.
We're done talking about them.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Bear fans, I
Thanks.
Made up for my mistakes
Thanks.
By correcting one. We're good now.
Thanks, Jason. So.
Doesn't happen very often, so I got to
I have a list of some prediction questions.
For the season.
For the entire season.
Oh, boy.
But they could. A lot of them could come into play Friday. We may know our answer Friday, before the end of the day Friday.
Okay.
Okay. So, kind of a prediction spectacular. You ready?
I'm going to put on my thinking toque.
Question number one. Prediction number one. First person to score a touchdown.
For West Branch?
For West Branch.
Luke Lenock. I think my yardage on that one will only be 3 yards. Luke Lenock from 3 yards is actually the prediction, but he will score the first touchdown for the Bears.
All right. I'm going to go with Cale Donovan.
Okay. Oh, yeah. There's my...
Yep.
Who you got? I took
full
him.
Circle.
Oh, I got him.
Yep.
Here he's in.
Yep.
I should have done that. I should have gone doubled up.
I know.
They call that hedging your prediction.
Next one. First receiver to catch a touchdown and doesn't have... It has to be somebody who plays the wide receiver position or tight end.
Cooper Kubla from, 93 yards. Going to break his own record. Let's go with it.
All right.
Well, you can take the same one, can't we?
Yeah, we probably could.
Because if you're giving me first choice, it's not fair
I
the
know.
Whole time.
Yeah,
so.
I know. I'm gonna go.
I know you want to.
I'm going
to
go.
Because you pimped him in when we talked about the scrimmage.
He's my 1B.
Okay.
So if it's not this guy I'm about to say, it's going to be this guy, right?
Okay.
But I'm
going to
go with my 1A and give one answer.
All right.
Jacob Graves.
Okay.
All right. Next one. How many rushing touchdowns this season for Luke Lenock?
27. I could have just said 10 and been fine with it. Because, by the way, 10 would give him the all-time West Branch school record of 67 rushing touchdowns. Current record of 66, Cade Jones. Luke Lenock is already in the top 60 in the state of Iowa all-time for rushing touchdowns at 57. He's also in the top, I want to say 65, or maybe it's top inside the top 60 for career rushing yards at 4,186. That's ridiculous. 4,184. That's pretty wild. And it's all because of the guys right up front.
Mm-hmm. I'm going 27 is a good answer.
27.
That'd
be three a game in the regular season. So I'm
that's
hoping
tough.
That there's. We get that average to like 2.2 because then, you know.
Well, then
yeah. That'd be bull.
Three per game is tough.
It is.
That's
but
why
you play
I'm,
13 games, you'd get two. But
that's why I'm going 24.
24, yeah. That's all right. I'm good with that.
All right. First interception.
First interception?
Who gets it?
I'm going to go off the grid.
Okay.
Just for fun. I'm going to say, off the grid here, Tanner Lukowski. And why? Because he's going to be in position to make the play.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the kid has great instincts. He's a basketball kid, too. And, you know, the coaches are raving about his catching ability. And just keeping it cliche and simple. Tanner Lukowski is my first interception this year. Freshman. And he'll take that game ball and it's going to go to Canton, Ohio. Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Guess who I'm going to take?
Luke Lennock.
No.
Oh, wow. Oh, well. 1B. One, yep. And if you put a little line on his number up from the digit, it makes a B for Ben Thompson, number 10.
Number 10.
Yeah.
In your...
Well, that was in the back. That's not an off the grid one for me. A freshman good one, that'd be pretty special.
Mm-hmm. Two more here. Surprise player.
I like it. I like off the grid stuff. It's good news. I'm going to go with Andrew Black.
It's a good.
Because Blackie's playing a very integral part of the team, obviously, but he's playing two positions that are going to be very important for the Bears' success. I mean, every position is, but when you're playing right guard, you're playing a guard on the offensive guard, that's pretty important. You miss a block, might blow a play up for the defense to blow the play up quickly. Linebacker, plays a pretty important part. So I'm going to go with Andrew Black. Not Austin. That's his brother.
Yep.
He's no longer on the team.
Nope.
So we'll go with Andrew.
I'm gonna keep it within the family here.
Okay.
I'm going to take Brett Shealy.
Okay.
That wide receiver position. Cousin.
Well, he's not slated to take any offensive snaps right now for the varsity football
That's
team.
That's why it's going to so be a surprise.
So that one is a surprise player.
Exactly.
And I like where your head's at there. Okay.
All right.
What else we got?
Final one.
Who's going to be the head football coach at West Branch first game? Butch Peterson.
Yeah, you got it.
You said 8 questions, and we've done 7, right?
I did say we had one more.
Well, I tell you what, if I might.
Go ahead.
May I have the last
By
question?
By all means.
And I'm not looking at his list, folks.
No.
This is my question.
Okay.
It's a very fun, simple question. Do you feel the Bears will be a postseason football team in 2016?
Yes.
I agree. I'm going to go with yes on that. We keep that. I mean, that's just a fun prediction. That's nothing, no bulletin board material involved there. We'll just leave it like that. So there's my question. Did I do okay?
I think that was okay.
Okay. I just want to be sure because your 7 questions, those were tough.
I don't know. They weren't as spicy. That wasn't as spicy as the other ones.
Yeah. So that's good. I'm going to keep that tamale in the jar for now.
Yep.
So that's
our show.
That's it. That's the show. That's the end.
That's it.
And this is where we play My Way by Frank Sinatra, you know, and we did it our way. Sorry, but because it wouldn't be my way or your way. It's our way. No, I won't do that.
No.
Okay. I did it my way. The time is near. Whatever. I didn't sing one yet. Have I? No, that's 2 song references I think I've made. Because that's the quota.
Yes.
And I don't know if either one were 80s. Which
that's surprising.
That's a shocker. The shocker. Big shocker. So we thank you, the Bear listener, for joining us on your computer, on your
cell phone.
It could be an Android or Apple iPhone, whatever device you're listening on. We thank you for joining us, and
on this magical journey.
On this magical journey, who else do we thank along this journey, Matt?
We have a lot of a lot of people to thank, actually, Jason.
We do.
First, Liberty Communications.
Yes.
We also would like to thank Hodge Construction. And Julie and Dan Hayes at EMS Detergent Services. Main Street Suites, Red Buffalo Treat Service, Mexico Lindo Grill and Cantina, and the Fullwater Agency for their wonderful support for everything that we do, podcast, Bearcast, website.
You know, that it's good news, again, that we have those sponsors, because without those sponsors, we wouldn't have this. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't have WestBranchFootball.com, a wonderful resource for all things West Branch football to go from. Red Buffalo Tree Service joined us this week, Matt, as a sponsor. And you know one thing about Mr. Dave McElrath at Red Buffalo Tree Service? Two things. One, he respectfully declined our invitation to join the podcast. That's okay.
We'll keep asking him.
We'll keep asking. Don't worry. It wasn't the first, and it won't be the last time, Dave. But secondly, all these kids who are playing, most of these kids are, that are playing high school football, do you know what they played before high school football?
Junior high football.
And what did they play before that? Fifth and sixth grade. Tackle, yes. Football league.
Yes.
And before that, it's flag football. But then they played the padded league in fifth and sixth grade. Who is a sponsor of those teams?
I was on the Red Buffalo Tree Service team. You were on the Red,
see?
In fifth grade.
So many kids say they were a Red Buffalo.
I was a
basically,
Red Buffalo.
They're a bear, but they were a Red Buffalo.
I was
because
a Red
that,
Buffalo.
Your helmet had a Red Buffalo on it.
It sure did. White helmet, gray face mask, and a Red Buffalo.
Yeah, so without his support, I'm not worried about what he's doing for our podcast, and we thank him for that and for the website. Without his support of the Tackle Football League, who knows where it'd be? These kids get the fundamentals from great coaches, all former Bears most of the time, most likely. They had Austin Finnegan, who's now a JV coach. Mm-hmm. They got Mike Klinkhammer, used to drive the 45 car in circles, mostly left-hand turns. Sometimes right, unfortunately, it happens. But they get those wonderful fundamentals of tackling, blocking, just different things before they make it to the junior high level, the higher competitive levels than fifth and sixth grade. You go to seventh and eighth, and you go on to high school. And because of that seed, that's been planted, we thank Dave McElrath for all the wonderful years of sponsoring sort of those. He sponsored those teams. You were on it.
I was.
I hear kids, like again, all the time say they were Red Buffaloes, and Matt Chenander was a Red Buffalo. So remember your picks to click, who you got. Your game scores, who you got, plus a winner. And our first round of trivia for this week. The question again, Matt.
What is Coach Peterson's real first name? I'll give you a hint. It is not Butch.
What?
Yeah.
I've known that man for a lot of years.
It is not Butch.
It's not Butch?
It's not Butch.
My goodness. And I know we said it wasn't Lance or Kipton or
nope.
Kip, the nope. Kipper.
Nope.
And it's probably not Kerry.
No. Or Jenny.
Or Jenny.
No.
I'll be darned. And it's not Trey. Who, by the way, Trey Eagle, quarterback of the JV team, is his nephew.
Or Adrian.
Okay.
It's not Adrian Peterson.
It's not Adrian Peterson. All day.
Or the other Adrian.
Because all day is already taken on this team. Right. That's Jacob Stackey. He's all day.
I know he is.
He's an all-day West Branch Bear. And that's what we've been... We talk about that all the time. Mm-hmm. Because what are we doing, Matt?
We're talking Bear football.
On WestBranchFootball.com. Take care, everyone.